Hello again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Tuesday, August 5th, well into the second week of Buccaneers training camp. For the last 5 years in Cincinnati, tackle Anthony Collins and defensive end Michael Johnson have spent one practice after another trying to beat each other at the line of scrimmage. After the 2013 season and the Bengals' third straight playoff appearance, both Collins and Johnson hit unrestricted free agency and were among the most coveted players on the market. Both of them ended up leaving the Bengals, and lo and behold, both of them signed with the Buccaneers. And that means that their ongoing process of making each other better on the practice field continues here at Buccaneers training camp.
I'm tired of looking at Mike, man. I ain't lying to you, man. 6 years I've been going against the same dude every time. We know each other, you know, but we get each other better, man. 6 years, man. He didn't came a long way, and I didn't came a long way. And that's because we work each other.
How much do you, I mean, 6 years, you know, you still learn as much as you can. What do you guys do to keep that development process going?
Oh, we just stay away from each other in the locker room, and we come together on the field. That's it, man. He's a good friend, man. He's a good dude, man. We keep each other up. You know, we came down here to this heat, but we came down here to take care of business with Coach Lovey and the rest of the crew.
Have you come to many training camps as the starter?
No, I ain't came to no training camp as a starter. None. This is the first one.
Does that come with anything in your mind?
Nah. Every time I get on the field, if I'm a substitute or I'm a starter, my job is to take care of my business and protect my quarterback. Point blank, period.
Well, this might be the first time that Collins has come into training camp as a designated starter, but he's obviously making the most of it. At times during these past 2 weeks, Collins has been hard to beat for all of the defensive ends, not just Michael Johnson. And if you want to hear more of what Collins had to say in his interview after practice, you can find the rest of it here on Buccaneers.com. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider.